Hello and welcome to the best podcast in the planet, Kickstart. We will be discussing interesting key ideas, topics, and questions that we as young people face. My name is Christopher. I'm 20 years old and a university student from Cape Town. And today I'm joined here by Jay.
Hi, my name is Jay Kiro-Germain. I'm 19 and I'm also a university student.
Awesome. And today we'll be discussing the power of words. We'll be sharing some cool ideas, concepts, helping and guiding you guys to talk right. We'll be answering some of the questions that we as young people have. So let's get ready to kickstart.
The power of words was one of the first things I learned in my Christian walk, and it's had a massive impact on my life personally. And the reason why is because of the power of words. Words is not just mere words. It's not just things you throw around, things you just say. And in one of the TiVos I read, April 15th, 2024, Pastor Chris says, words are things that possess creative energy. When you talk, energy is released to cause what you've said to materialize, positive or negative. And everything that Jesus did, all the miracles he performed, he did with words. For example, when he raised Lazarus from the dead, he said, Lazarus, come out, and he raised from the dead. And another example is in creation. When God created everything that exists, he used words.
Yeah, and that's actually true, because when God said, let there be light, there was light. And I like what you said in the beginning, where you said that words are either, or they have the possibility of either being positive or negative. And we can see that in the Bible, in Proverbs, where it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So that means that your words have either possibility to create death or possibility to create life. So why not, from the start, let it be a positive thing. Let you speak right, talk right, uplifting yourself, speak words of life. And you know, now that we've established what words are, we can now discuss the power that words have and the importance that they carry in our lives. There was a story of, there was this guy who had a flower, two flowers actually, and one of them, they both kept in the exact same condition, same soil, same sunlight, same water. And every single day, the one flower, the guy would speak to the flower words of life, uplifting it, saying your roots are strong, you will bear fruit, you are flourishing, you are beautiful. And the other flower, he would just speak words of death towards that flower. You will never flourish, your roots are rubbish, or your roots are dead. Couple months later, you could see the result of his words in the growth. That flower that he spoke words of death to had completely, like, let's say, died, and the other one was flourishing, bearing fruit, a beautiful plant. So that just shows us the power that words actually carry and the importance that they have in our life.
And on top of that, the way you speak shows a lot about your character, and also your life is a reflection of the words you've spoken.
Yeah, that's true.
So what you said yesterday is going to show in your life today.
That's true. Yeah, and you can tell a lot about a person by the words that they speak, and you can see the position that they are in their lives by the words that they speak. So we don't just speak mere words, like you had said in the beginning. It's not just something that you throw around. Let it rather be positive words, because like it said in the Bible, the death and life are in the same, are in the power of the tongue. That's the same tongue that you use to speak every single day. So make sure that your words that you speak are words of life, because like my thinking of it is that you're going to have to speak anyway. So why not have it as positive and
real
powerful words?
So what happened? Like, what do I do if I've been speaking the wrong words my whole life? How do I change that? Because I don't know exactly what to say, for example.
Yeah, that's true. I think, well, it's very easy looking at it in the Bible, in the perspective of the Bible. When you come to Christ and you become a Christian, you now walk in a different way than what you used to walk. So you now carry this consciousness. You're a king, you're a queen. So kings and queens, they don't speak like the servants speak, and carry yourself that way. So when you have that consciousness of who you are in Christ, you'll notice that the words that you used to speak or you used to say, they just fall away. And the Bible actually says that you become a new creature. So what happens is you are washed. All the old things of your life are washed away. And it's a process, right? And the more that you fill yourself with the word, the more that When you're pressed, the word will come out of you.
And that's probably why it says in the Bible that you need to renew your mind. Because if you renew your mind, then the way you speak also gets renewed.
That's true. And just that conscious filling of yourself with the word. So, you know, if you have an orange, a fruit, and if you squeeze the orange juice comes out of it. That's because the juice is inside the orange. So think about it, when you are squeezed, what comes out of you? Is it words of life or is it words of death? And words of life will be if you are filling yourself with the word every single day, like you said, renewing your mind each and every single day. Then when you get pressed in situations, then that's what comes out of you. That's what is expressed in your being, in your life.
Yeah, and you know, actually, we don't actually realize where we get this negative information from. And it can be from simple things like what we watch, what we see, the music we listen to.
Yeah, the stuff that's coming inside. And I think that the music, like you touched on, has a very, very important role, because the music that's played nowadays in the world, it doesn't speak about words of life. It speaks about women in a very degrading manner, drugs, alcohol, you know, that stuff. So a lot of the reason why you're talking the way that you were talking is because of the stuff that you're listening to. And a lot of it relates to the actual music that you're listening to each and every single day. If you are consuming yourself with that music, you know, that's now the reason for your speaking and the reason for the way your life is going.
That's actually so true, because I used to be the type of person to listen to so much music.
Really?
I loved everything. I listened to everything. But when I listen to a sad song, for example, my whole mood could change.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, and that's because music is spiritual. Like, yeah, the beats are nice. Yeah, the words are sometimes interesting, but it's spiritual. Everything that's inside of you, it's going to drop in your heart and you're going to speak it.
Yeah,
and your life will go in the direction that you speak.
For
so
sure.
Ultimately, if you're consuming the wrong things, you're going to walk in the wrong way.
For sure. And I like what you had said about when you listen to a sad song, then oftentimes you would feel sad. And that shows what happens to you when you listen to that music. And I think a lot of the young people today don't actually realize what the music that they're listening to is actually doing to their life, because they're just listening, it's got a nice beat or nice artist who made it, or they look up to the artist, but they don't actually know what's going on the inside of them. If they're filling themselves with that every single day, 24/7, listening to that, what's happening on the inside of them? That's what young people need to start asking themselves. So if there's a listener today that's listening and perhaps you're in the similar position, I would challenge you, just for a week, drop that music that you're listening to and just see if it makes a change and a difference in your life. See if you are happier, if you feel more productive. See the changes in your life, and then you can revert it back to, oh, the music that I was listening to is actually the cause for why I'm feeling unhappy or maybe upset at times or very angry. That's related to the music that they're listening to. So challenge yourself just for 1 week. Stop listening to that music and see what an effect it has on your life, and see if you are happier. And I guarantee it will have a massive effect on your life, because I think a lot of the young people these days don't actually realize what it's doing to them. So if you are now able to
test it out for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And you see it for yourself, then you would know that that's the root cause of the way that your life may be. So challenge yourself and see what it does for you.
Okay, thank you, Christopher. And another thing that can impact the way you speak is if you're conscious of what God says about you, of who God says you are. And again, you can find that in the Word of God, in the Bible. And it's not just about reading it, it's about actually realizing it and letting it drop into your heart, into your spirit. Because when you actually fully get the concept of who God sees you as royalty, you won't want to sing that, you won't want to listen to that, you won't want to say that.
For sure.
Yeah, the Word of God can solve anything.
Exactly. Even relates to the music that you listen to, the words that you speak, it's all found in the Word. So I think in conclusion, James 3 verse 3-6 in the TPT summarizes exactly what we've discussed today. It says, horses have bits and bridles in their mouths so that we can control and guide their large body. And the same with mighty ships. Though they are massive and driven by fierce winds, yet they are steered by a tiny rudder at the direction of the person at the helm. So the tongue is a small part of the body, yet it carries great power. Just think of how a small flame can set a huge forest ablaze, and the tongue is a fire. It can be compared to the sum total of wickedness and is the most dangerous part of our human body. It corrupts the entire body and is a hellish flame. It releases a fire that can burn throughout the course of human existence. So that just shows the power that the tongue has. And I think rather use that same power in a positive way in your life. And just imagine the change that you will see in your life. Just imagine how your life will be if you use this power in the right way. Because like we said in the beginning, in Proverbs it says, death and life are found in the power of the tongue. So thus, let's use it in the positive, the life way.
Wow, that's awesome, Christopher. Today we learned so much. We learned what words are, the power that it carries, and that we should rather use it for positive speaking instead of negative speaking, because we know that those words decide whether our lives go in a positive direction or a negative direction.
That is exactly right. So that's all that we have for you guys today. And until next time, my name is Christopher, and it's been an awesome time on this podcast today. Thank you, Jay, for joining me, and we'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.
Bye.